A Tranquil Heart, a compilation.
A tranquil heart is life to the body. The word tranquil here in the original Hebrew language in essence means a heart free from envy, with its emotions and passions under control. It is calm, confident, not fretful and frenzied. Instead of letting our hearts grow envious, let's ask God to help us cultivate a serene heart. Instead of riveting our eyes on others, let's glance upward at God instead, asking Him to enable us to embrace our unique personalities and talents, even our shortcomings. We cultivate a tranquil heart when we saturate ourselves with God's Word, tucking His wisdom into our heart. Then we can retrieve His Word when we need it to speak to our situations and calm our sometimes out-of-control emotions. We cultivate a tranquil heart when we make prayer a priority and watch God respond to our specific requests in His always perfect timing. We cultivate a tranquil heart when we trust God with our circumstances, believe He has our best interests at heart, and purpose to play the specific part He has planned for us in this life. Karen Eamon. Lord, give me faith to live from day to day, with tranquil heart to do my simple part, and with my hand in Thine, just go Thy way. Lord, give me faith to trust, if not to know, with quiet mind in all things Thee to find, and childlike go where Thou wouldst have me go. Lord, give me faith to leave it all to Thee. The future is Thy gift. I would not lift the veil Thy love has hung twixt it and me. When nothing whereon to lean remains, when strongholds crumble to dust, when nothing is sure but that God still reigns, that is just the time to trust. 'Tis better to walk by faith than sight in this path of yours and mine, and the pitch black night when there's no outer light is the time for faith to shine. John Oxenham. While the world will one day know peace in the sense of an absence of war after Jesus' second coming, the peace so often spoken of in God's Word refers to the overall wholeness of individuals, both physically and spiritually. Scripture repeatedly states that such wholeness, tranquility, and shalom comes through having a right relationship with God, a relationship which is made possible through the Savior. We can then possess the fullness of shalom, completeness, soundness, safety, contentment, tranquility, harmony, and peace of mind, which is the source of inner peace in the midst of the storms and challenges of life that we all face throughout our lives. It is this righteousness, through our salvation gained by Jesus' sacrifice, that brings peace with God, which in turn is the foundation for true peace within ourselves. We find peace in the Savior, peace when we love God's Word, peace when our ways please the Lord, peace through the presence of the Holy Spirit, peace in faith, and peace when Christ rules in our hearts. Peter Amsterdam. The Bible uses the word peace in several different ways. Peace sometimes refers to a state of friendship between God and man. This peace between a holy God and a sinful mankind has been effected by Christ's sacrificial death, having made peace through the blood of his cross. In addition, as high priest, the Lord Jesus maintains that state of friendship on behalf of all who continue to come to God by him, seeing he always lives to make intercession for them. This state of friendship with God is a prerequisite for the second kind of peace, that which sometimes refers to a tranquil mind. It is only when we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ that we can experience the true peace of mind that is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. In other words, his fruit exhibited in us. Isaiah 26:3 tells us that God will keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed on him, meaning our minds lean on him, center on him, and trust in him. Our tranquility of mind is perfect or imperfect to the degree that the mind is stayed on God rather than ourselves or on our problems. Peace is experienced as we believe what the Bible says about God's nearness, about his goodness and power, his mercy and love for his children, and his complete sovereignty over all of life's circumstances. But we can't trust someone we don't know, and it is crucial, therefore, to come to know intimately the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Peace is experienced as a result of prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. A peaceful mind and heart are experienced as a result of recognizing that an all-wise and loving Father has a purpose in our trials. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. From gotquestions.org. If we understand our first and sole duty to consist of loving God supremely and loving everyone, even our enemies, for God's dear sake, then we can enjoy spiritual tranquility under every circumstance. A. W. Tozer, 1897-1963. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. John 14:1. What do you think of when you hear the word tranquility? There are many pictures that people associate with tranquility. Perhaps a calm lake where the water is like glass and there's no wind or waves. Perhaps a field of delicate flowers that are standing perfectly still. Or maybe you think of a winter's day when the snow falls and shrouds the earth in peaceful silence. However you picture tranquility, that is the way I want you to be in your heart. I want your heart to be tranquil and at rest. I don't want you to be troubled. In order to find this tranquility, take time to meditate on me. True tranquility of spirit can only come from me as you take time in prayer and meditation. So take the time and find the tranquility you need. Let my spirit flow through you. I am peace and calm. And you can savor my presence as you meditate upon me and my word. Let me fill your thoughts with images of harmony and quiet, and praise me for my peaceful, tranquil nature. Jesus speaking in prophecy. Inner tranquility comes from the development of love and compassion. The more we care for the happiness of others, the greater is our own sense of well-being. The Dalai Lama.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.